Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Maybe you're a parent who has to rouse a grumpy teenager out of bed each weekday to catch the bus. Maybe you're a teenager yourself who feels chronically tired and unable to keep your eyes open in chemistry at 7:30 in the morning. Well, all across the country, a growing number of school districts are rethinking whether high schools starting at the crack of dawn are really in the best interest of students. Turns out, Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools considered this at one point, but nothing ever came of it. In order to find out why, we put together a brief history lesson. Sharpen your pencils and listen up. It's all ahead on FAQ City. Hey guys, Nick Delacanal here. Our question today was sent in by listener Jen Morell. She moved here from California several years ago, and she was talking with a coworker one day who had a high school age son.
And I remember her saying that he was like at the bus stop at like 6 a.m. and it was like dark. And I was like, oh my goodness, that seems really early for children to be up.
She doesn't have any teenagers herself, but she has a fourth and a fifth grader who will one day be in high school. And sending them off at 6 a.m. just seems unreasonably early.
So I was just wondering, was there anything significant behind why the school starts so early?
Well, I bet a lot of people have had this thought. Why are we starting high school at such an early hour, usually 7:15, when most people can tell you teens aren't really even alive until at least midday? Well, CMS did look at this before, but they haven't changed anything. And if there's one person in our area who can help explain why, it's Susan Plaza. She's a local parent and a former CMS teacher herself, and she was part of a group that tried to get CMS to change its bell schedule a couple years ago.
This started back in the fall of 2011, or I guess summer, probably.
At the time, CMS had just decided to extend the elementary school day by about 45 minutes.
And as a former teacher in CMS, I was appalled that they were adding that time without compensating the teachers and taking away their planning without giving them an alternate arrangement.
So she formed a group with a couple other parents to push back against the changes. That group eventually morphed into a task force, and the task force was then given the assignment by CMS to find ways to improve the bell schedule. Just as they were setting off to look into this, the highly influential American Academy of Pediatricians dropped a bombshell set of recommendations on school start times, making national news.
It's urging middle and high schools to push back the clock and start the school day a bit later to give sleep-deprived kids a crucial extra hour of sleep, potentially boosting their grades and their health.
The Academy had come to the conclusion that middle and high schools should really start no earlier than 8:30 a.m. The lead author of the recommendations, Dr. Judith Owens, told the Children's National Health System in 2014 that it really comes down to basic biology.
We have very good scientific evidence that the average teenager needs between 8.5 and 9.5 hours of sleep per night. We also know that by the time they're seniors in high school, they're typically getting less than 7 hours.
And it's not a matter of making the kids go to bed earlier. Researchers found that teenagers' circadian rhythms are different from adults and young children. They're biologically wired to go to bed later.
So the average teenager can't fall asleep much before 11 p.m. So if they need 9 hours of sleep, you do the math, that means that they are best suited to wake at about 8 o'clock. And that's well after many high schools have started.
The researchers also found evidence that delaying the opening bell might improve test scores and graduation rates. And it might also reduce car crashes among sleepy teenagers and fight chronic sleep deprivation, obesity, sport injuries. And the benefits would be felt across all races and economic levels. Susan Plaza looked at this and thought, bingo.
So CMS has been for years looking for ways to close the gap. Here's an easy way to do it.
The CMS task force looked at these recommendations, and they sent out a survey to parents and teachers to get some feedback.
We had over 11,000 parents respond, which is significant, over 7,000 teachers, which is really significant, and they all had pretty loud opinions on those topics.
They found more than 60% of CMS parents agreed that high schools begin too early. And the survey also found support among elementary school teachers for the original issue Plaza was interested in, shortening the elementary school day. When it was all said and done, the group presented their findings and their recommendations to then-Superintendent Heath Morrison. And Plaza remembers him as being totally receptive. Plaza says he told the group he probably couldn't shorten the elementary school day back to what it was, but she said he was intrigued by the proposal to delay high school start times.
Dr. Morrison was on board.
They'd even worked out a busing plan that would work with the changes, and at that moment, it looked like the plan might actually go through. High schoolers would get to hit the snooze button, thanks to Superintendent Morrison. But then...
he was unfortunately fired.
Morrison was accused of mismanaging a building project at UNC Charlotte and bullying staff members. And as you'd expect, his abrupt departure pretty much threw all the plans out the window. And when the new superintendent came in, well, we'll get to that after a short break. Stick around, that's coming up right after this. Hey, FAQ City fans. Did you know that you can use your smart speaker as a radio or to hear your favorite podcasts? That's right. You can tune in by asking your smart speaker to play WFAE or tell it to play your favorite podcast by saying, play the FAQ City podcast. And stick around. We're coming right back.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey, we're back. So after Superintendent Heath Morrison was dumped, this was in October 2014, Susan Plaza and the rest of the task force had to reset and figure out their next move with the new superintendent, Ann Clark. Plaza says they met with her, nothing happened, and the group began to face opposition from other CMS leaders and school board members. CMS's chief academic officer, Brian Schultz, pushed back against the idea during a 2015 school board meeting. You can hear the arguments against.
In order to do that, there would be some purchasing of buses, there would be some rescheduling of all of our bell schedules.
And it would be highly disruptive, he said. Consider how it would impact after-school sports or students who work afternoon jobs.
You know, there's the analogy of you push the jello on one side, it's going to come out, you know, somewhere else, right?
And CMS had briefly tried pushing back school times for two low-income schools around 2004. This was Waddell and Garinger, but they didn't see any clear academic gains, although the schools had also been trying out longer class periods at the time. In the end, board member Eric Davis said he just didn't think CMS should spend all this money to make the change when they had other priorities and initiatives.
Until we're in a climate where our funders are providing us more resources, I think we've done all we can do. And so just as one board member's perspective, I would not devote any more of our time to this effort.
And that was kind of the end of the discussion. Ever since, the resistance has been pretty quiet, and the topic hasn't really resurfaced. Today, Plaza's oldest kid is about to go into ninth grade next year. And Plaza says it's kind of funny that we reached out to her now to talk about this. She says she still feels disappointed by it.
I wish that people would really look at this from a child's best interest.
Yeah, it would be disruptive, she says, but she believes the kids would benefit, and people would adjust.
There's so many other positive gains for students from a health perspective that it seems kind of selfish of us not to try and look at that. Yes, it's disruptive, but for whom? For the adults.
There's still one detail that gives her a small glimmer of hope, however. CMS's new superintendent, Ernest Winston, was actually part of that bell scheduled task force way back when. He was only a liaison between the parents and the school system. He wasn't really advocating for anything, but it means he is familiar with the arguments and with the research. So Plaza hopes that he'll reopen the discussion someday. We did reach out to him for comment, but have not heard back. Well, hopefully that catches you up on why CMS high schools still start so early in the morning. You know, many other school districts around the country are continuing to push back high school start times. This year, schools in 22 states have taken the step, according to the advocacy group Start School Later. So who knows what the future might bring? A big thanks to our question asker, Jen Morell, and to education reporter Andos Helms, who contributed reporting to this story. And if you'd like to keep up with future FAQ City questions and answers, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the NPR One app, or Google Play. And if you're curious about something in the Charlotte region that you'd like to hear about, write to us through the submission box at WFAE.org, and who knows, we may search for answers on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.